Well, God has a cure. And that's in Genesis chapter 5. Now you're saying, no, Brent, Genesis chapter 5, what do you mean the cure? That's one of those lineage chapters. That's so-and-so begat so-and-so and lived so many years and had a son and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's the one you jump over. Guys, you're going to be amazed to know that God tells you the cure for disbelief in his name, and he put it in a coded message to you in the names of these 10 generations that are listed for you from Adam all the way to Noah in Genesis chapter 5. You see, in Genesis chapter 5 lists these 10 generations from Adam, Seth, etc., etc., all the way down to Noah. If you go back in the original Hebrew and you take just the root word from which these names are built, and you were to take those root words from those 10 names and put them in a sentence in the order in which they appear in the scripture, this is what that sentence would read. How it would read: man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down, teaching that his death shall bring the despairing rest. Can anybody say, wow? Man is appointed mortal sorrow, but the blessed God shall come down, teaching that his death is going to bring the despairing rest. You know what the cure for our doubt in his name is? God's going to come down and show you who he truly is. And he tells you that in the names of those first 10 generations of man that the scripture lists for us.